Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. French politicians want President Emmanuel Macron to call an election or quit his job. France's Prime Minister just quit, making his government the shortest serving in French history. Right-wing politician Eric Ciotti says France has a leadership crisis.
France is damaged, France is humiliated, France is ridiculed in the eyes of the whole world. The French are worried about this situation. Our economy is suffering, and the purchasing power of the French is suffering the consequences. There are no more decisions being taken, so it is necessary, when there is a crisis, the only solution is go to the polls.
Australian leaders have remembered Hamas's October 7 attacks, which killed 1,200 Israelis, with 250 taken hostage. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called it a day of pain and terror for Jewish people around the world.
It will be a somber day for Jewish Australians, but for Jewish people everywhere, but for people as well who just regard human rights and decent human behaviour. People were massacred who were attending, young people attending a music festival. Terrorism needs to be opposed every time, unequivocally called out. That's what my government will continue to do.
Police have charged a 60-year-old man, they say, fired a gun on a Sydney street, injuring a person and shooting at officers. No police were hurt, but more than a dozen people had minor injuries. A local resident heard the gunfire.
We just heard some sporadic, loud shots, kind of like firecrackers, but not. And we found it quite weird because it wasn't in quick succession. We heard a couple, and then a couple more, then spaced out for 30 seconds, then a couple more, then a couple of minutes went by, then it was a couple more. So it seemed like it was long, sporadic. It was very odd, and a lot of the neighbours were congregating. And then we saw a helicopter. I saw a helicopter and it was hovering, and that's when I kind of knew, okay, well, they're looking for someone.
The Australian Championship football competition begins this weekend with 16 clubs to compete. Marconi, stallions, head, coach. Peter Sikenis says it will give community teams a chance to play again.
I'm hopeful that this competition is a success, and it shows that these clubs with rich histories and community-based have a part to play in Australian football. So if it is a success, I think it'll be great for the game.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.